Well, amen. That was good. I think it's the first time the ladies all sang that group as such there, but they did a good job. Appreciate that. Very sweet. Appreciate it. And you need to fall in love with your Bible. You need to fall in love with your Bible. There's life in those words, in those pages. We are honored to have Brother Sean Dunn with us and his wife Emma, and they're part of Victory Baptist Press. Now, Brother Fellier, he started years ago. I guess there was actually two of them now, and you got father and son, and they have been printing Bibles and other literature and things for the ministry, for missionaries and so forth, and they've been faithful a long, long time. And he was coming through this way, and he's actually got a table out here. You can look at some of the things that they do and they publish, and of course they publish not only English but foreign languages, if I remember right, and other things. And so the idea is to be able to get Bibles in the hands of those who's going to use it and get them elsewhere. So he's going to present the ministry a little bit here, and he's going to preach to us. And I appreciate him being here. God bless you, Brother Dunn. Give us what the Lord's got on your heart.
Amen. Thank you, sir. All right. Good evening. Well, Victory Baptist Press is a ministry of Victory Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. That's located just above Pensacola. And on our property, we have a 6,000 square foot print shop, a large roll fed press, and we have printed scriptures and scripture portions and sent them without charge all over the world since 1984. To accomplish that task, you have folks like my wife and I to travel the country to share the need. And while I'm speaking to my wife, I'll have her wave at you. Wave at him there, Emma, if you would. She's my best friend and traveling buddy, has been for 47 years. Amen? And so we're happy to be here tonight. You're going to see a DVD and you'll be able to visit the print shop. This is one time you'll visit without doing any work, because most of the work is done by volunteers. We have a few on staff, of course, printers, but the rest is done by folks who come in from churches around us and ministries around us to help us collate scriptures. We personally, my wife and I, are taking the lead on our next project. Some years ago, we printed a brand new translation from the King James Bible into Cebuano. That's a Filipino dialect. And we printed the first 18,000 and shipped them to the Philippines. And just recently, we received permission from the copyright holder. It's copyrighted to make sure nobody changes it. Pastor gave us permission to print 18,000 more. They're going to go to two missionaries, Brother Wayne Wally, who is in Cebu Island, Philippines, has a large prison ministry and getting so many folks saved, men saved, he's got to get Bibles for them. So we're going to send him 10,000 Bibles, and then 8,000 to Brother Ruben Solapas. He's a national pastor there in Cebu Island, and he'll distribute the rest of those to missionaries and churches in that area. To raise that, we have already got the shipping covered. My son-in-law pastors in Cincinnati, their church is going to cover that. And just this morning, I got a roll of paper. Amen. First roll of paper is already there and ready to go. When you see the press running, a roll of paper is about $1,200. It's 44 inches wide, weighs 1,000 pounds. And in one day, we'll run the equivalent of 880 whole Bibles, or 15,000 John and Romans. We print John and Romans in 12 languages, the Bibles in 3 languages, the whole Bible so far, and we do New Testaments. And then we have also an online bookstore. We have about 7,000 titles to help us raise money for paper. And I've carried some of those with me, but I'll mention that more. But we can see the DVD now. Pastor, if we can, if you'd show it, I'd appreciate it.
I'm Jim Fallure, the director of the Victory Baptist Press here in Milton, Florida. In a moment, we're going to give you a demonstration about how our workers can take perfectly clean paper and turn it into the printed Word of God. When it's determined that we're going to print a Bible or a Bible portion in any particular language, we first have to have that keyed into a computer. from the computer is sent to a filmmaker and the negatives are produced. The negatives are then pasted up on a masking sheet. The masking sheet is used to burn that text into a metal plate. The metal plates are then installed on our big web press and prints on both sides of the paper as it comes off the big roll. It then goes through a slitter, a cutter, a folder, and comes out the other end of the press in the form of a 32-page booklet called a signature. If we're doing complete Bibles, it takes 34 signatures for each Bible produced. If we're doing New Testaments, it takes 10 signatures for each New Testament produced. And now let's watch the big press in actual operation. The next phase of the operation in completing a complete Bible is printing covers. Now, this is a vinyl cover that will go on one of the Spanish Bibles that we're printing currently. But first of all, it has to have the name of the Bible imprinted on it, like this gold imprint that you see that says Santa Biblia. That's for the Spanish Bible. Now, this little press is an old, old press made in Germany in 1950, but it's amazing what a fabulous job it does. I think this might be the quietest running piece of equipment that we have in our shop. Me and the press have something in common. We're both getting old, but it still does a great job. We're now ready for the final phase of the production of a complete Bible or of a New Testament. In this 12-pocket collating system, the pages are put in proper order. They then go around this circular part of the machine, have the covers glued to the back of them, and then go through this three-blade trimmer and have the outside edges trimmed, and then they're boxed and ready to be shipped to a mission field somewhere around the world. The book of John and the book of Romans is by far the most popular item that we have ever printed at Victory Baptist Press. This machine takes two signatures, which completes the John and Romans, and the cover, puts them together, stitches or staples it on the backside, trims the three outer edges, and brings it out the other end in the completed product. This has been a great tool for mass evangelism in no telling how many countries around the world.
The video that you have just watched was originally produced several years ago. And since that time, we've been able to make several changes in the print shop. We've updated some equipment, added a two-color and a four-color sheet-fed press, just installed a packer box on the big web press. What has not changed is the process and the product. Still printing Bibles, sending them to missionaries around the world. We're grateful for what the Lord has given us. Every piece of equipment in the print shop is in good working condition. We have a group of dedicated workers who come to work at 7 o'clock every morning and work hard every day. We've got a group of supporters around the country who financially support the ministry and make what we do possible. For over 30 years, we've been able to print these Bibles and have never had to make a charge for any of them. We do major projects every year, but we have the capacity in the print shop to do so much more, and that's where we need your help. We need financial support now more than ever because the need and the demand is so great. Consider something. For just 25 cents, we are able to print and ship a John Romans to the mission field. It costs us about 50 cents to do a New Testament, and for approximately $2, we can produce and ship a complete Bible around the world. Do you not think it would be a worthy investment of $2 to send a Bible to a foreign mission field? Where could you invest your money into a more worthy project than sending the Word of God to places where there is none? That's what we do, and you can help us. We need you to become partners with us, and together we can do so much more. There are three specific ways that you can be partners with us. First of all, include Victory Baptist Press in your mission program. However you support missions, would you consider supporting this ministry on a regular basis? It doesn't matter how much the amount. Even a small amount, given consistently and regularly, makes a huge difference. So would you support Victory Baptist Press in your mission program? Secondly, would you consider supporting one of our printing projects with a special offering? If you can't give monthly, maybe you can give once. We're always working on sending a container full of Bibles to some country, and you could help us complete that particular project. It is these extra offerings that enable us to get over the hump on major printing projects. Thirdly, you can shop at our online bookstore. Over the years, we have built an online bookstore that sells only the best, fundamentally sound books and music. All of the proceeds from the bookstore goes directly to support the Scripture Penning Ministry. When you shop at victorybaptistpress.com, you are helping us print more Bibles. I want to thank you for giving us a few minutes of your time to share with you what the Lord has done for us and through us. If you're already a supporter of this ministry, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. God has used you to touch hundreds of people around the world with His Word, and I thank you for your sacrifice and support. Again, visit us at victorybaptistpress.com. Pray for us and consider what you can do to help us get more Bibles to missionaries around the world.
You can help, and that is by buying a roll of paper. Amen? $1,200, like I say, and that roll of paper will print 880 whole Bibles. But really, any way you could help would be a blessing. Now, we bring with us some titles that we publish ourselves, and we have several of them out there at the table, a couple missionary books on opening the gospel in Papua New Guinea, as well as the North American Indians up in Canada for many years ago. We have Fanny Crosby's autobiography out there. We have a cookbook, actually, a collection of recipes from Baptist churches they collected over the years all over the country is out there. And several other titles on discipleship and two books on the Bible and its accuracy and all. Any of those. We also have a Bible study, 80-topic Bible study by C.I. Schofield. He did many years ago and put it on leaflets. We have that out there, and a prophecy study that is interesting because we're seeing it come alive as we live. Amen? It's coming alive right before our eyes. So if you're interested in those, the price online is just inside the front cover. You can see my wife, and that'll help us in our printing work, and we appreciate it. Plus, on the back of our webpage, and there's a few brochures out there, and on the back, in the brochure and on the back of our prayer card is the webpage, and you can check out that online bookstore, but also check out the ministry, what we're doing at the time, how much has come in for projects. It's all listed right there. My wife and I were saved in 1980, and God put a burden on my heart the very day I was saved. The next day, someone took us out, bought us a King James Bible, and that put a burden on my heart that's never left. Though I pastored 24 years, I always was involved in the production and distribution of tracts, Bibles, New Testaments, John, Romans. We had a printing ministry of our own for several years because I thought the greatest need was to get God's word out. Amen. In the gate, the eye gate and the ear gate. And so we were involved in that. In 2009, God began to deal with me that I could be more effective and see more souls saved by representing Victory Baptist Press. Amen. And I struggled with it for a while because I love pastoring. Amen? To this day, if you yell pastor, I'll fight the urge to answer. However, this is what God wants us to do. So we live in a fifth wheel. We travel all over the country, 38 states. We've been in 1,000 churches. Amen? to present the work because of the burden God put upon my heart. This isn't just something I do to retire. I'm not retired. Amen? I'll soon turn 67, but I'm just refiring, not retiring. I don't know how you retire a preacher. Amen? As long as you can prop him up, he can preach, I guess. Amen. As long as you can get to the pulpit, I guess you're all right. Amen. But I do have a dolly. If it gets too hard, my wife can wheel me in. Amen. So, Pastor, thank you for letting us come by and share the ministry. And we would appreciate your prayers, especially for the ministry and the work. But while if you have your Bible with you, turn to me to Romans 15. Romans chapter 15 for the next few minutes. As a pastor, I had a time period I could go, and I'd go and go and sometimes go, and sometimes I'd get ahead of God, sometimes I'd be behind him. Amen? But as a representative, I've got used to being short, because once you get all the things done and everything presented, your time is there. Amen? And so we're going to not keep you any longer than we can, but also we have something that God has put on our heart that I'm sure will be a blessing to you. You know, if there's one thing this world, sinners and saints alike, are looking for, it's joy and peace. Now, the world's peace is external, but the saints' peace is internal. That's where it comes from. So the world is trying to apply all kinds of different means to produce joy, working very hard, spending much money, trying to produce some kind of happiness. Amen? And if you see how they're doing, just walk through Walmart someday and you'll see how they're coming along with it. Amen? Not doing too well. Amen? And this world, you know, I grew up in the 50s and early 60s, and I never heard of some of the things you hear of today. Amen? I never faced any of it. Couldn't believe things would change. Can you believe how things have changed in the last 25 years? It's amazing to me, isn't it? But that's what the devil does. I think you and I and this generation have seen more of a cataclysmic change in society than any other time in the history of human beings. Amen? I think so, especially in America. But in Romans 15 and verse number 13, the Bible says this. It says, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." It's evident to me from the Bible then, for you and I to be filled with hope, we have to be filled with joy and peace. And the key word to the whole verse is believing. Mm-hmm. Joy and peace in believing. Amen? Paul talked about a mark in Philippians 3 and 14 when he said, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." What's that prize? That prize is the will of God, hitting the exact will of God. So when he dies, he would hear the Lord say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." See, when you were born, you were put in a maze. It's called life. And all the time, there are turns and decisions to make. Amen? Well, I thank God that God helped me make a decision for Christ back in 1980. But even since that time, there have been a maze and decisions and choices that I had to make. And with God's leadership, he's led me through these years, and I'm grateful for it. Amen? But you are in the maze of life, and your maze is different than anyone else's. You can't just follow someone else, but you must follow Christ. What I'm saying is, joy and peace is equally tethered to believing and having strong faith. But if I tell you need to believe more, how do you do that? In fact, if you tell someone about salvation, say, "Now, you just believe on Jesus, you can be saved." How do they know they're going to believe on him enough? They've never seen him. Amen? They've never met him face to face. Everything is discerned spiritually, the Bible says, because the natural man can. It's foolishness to him. And so when you were convicted of sin and God put the gospel in your heart and you began to see Christ as Savior, that came from God. The Holy Spirit came to convince the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Amen? And he does that using God's word. Now, when I was a truck driver back in 1980, I had no tie to a church, didn't even know any Christian. Anybody said they were Christian. But in one store I delivered to, I began to find these little pieces of paper. And I'd read them and put them right back down again. But over a year and a half, they made me miserable. It was terrible. I got under old-fashioned Holy Ghost conviction. I was miserable. I was waking up in the middle of the night. If I died, where would I go? Those kind of things. Amen? Well, see, what happened was the Holy Spirit took that word that I received when I read those tracts. I never rejected it. I didn't understand it. It seemed too easy. But I received those, and the Holy Spirit produced faith, and faith showed me I was a sinner. No brainer. But then, thank God, in making the whole story shorter, He showed me Christ was the Savior, and He used the Word of God. Amen? That's why, as a Christian, you dare not neglect the Word of God. See, believing is the foundation of our salvation. John 20:31 says, "But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and believing you might have life through His name." But how do you believe more? Amen. It's kind of like the question of eternal security. We Baptists are good because we'll fuss about it and not tell anybody because we're embarrassed. See how quiet it got? I think I did something, didn't I? Amen. Not to be ashamed of, because assurance comes from within. And the tool that the Holy Spirit uses to produce that faith of assurance is the Word of God. So you go to God and you say, "God, I need to know, and I'll read until you show me." And I guarantee you, He will show you. Amen? Faith will grow. You can say with the Apostle Paul, "I know whom I believed, and am persuaded He's able to keep that which I committed unto Him against that day." Mm-hmm. What persuaded you, preacher? The Holy Ghost of God using the Word of God. Right. You know how precious that Bible is you have? Don't neglect it. Read it. Amen? Amen? Your faith depends upon it every single day. And God wants you to be successful. Did you know that? He doesn't want to just pound on you. God's not like that. He wants you to be successful, but there's only one way to do it, and that's through His Word. That is through the ministry and work of the Holy Spirit. Amen? That's why He says in Proverbs 3, verses 1 and 2, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add unto thee." This world is going helter-skelter to have peace. I mean, you talk about opioid addiction and all these things going on. Amen? Yeah. I mean, it is a sad day, isn't it? And they don't even consider alcohol dope anymore, but it is.
Yeah.
Amen? And yet they're doing everything they can, and yet they're miserable.
Yep.
Right. Amen? Man, and going door knocking sometimes, I'd go up to a door, and these people are having a fight, and I'm going to knock on the door and tell them about Jesus. I mean, amen? And I just kind of hold on and knock on the door and tell the guy with me, you stand in the front if they come to the door mad. Amen. But this world is just in a horrible state, aren't they? We have more than ever before.
Yes.
Amen? Man, we have doctors everywhere, medicine. We got more medicine than we can stand. In fact, if you allow them, they'll put so much medicine in you, it'll start working against itself. Amen? There's clinics everywhere. You have, and you're the sickest country on the face of the earth. How'd that happen? Amen? I don't know, maybe it's a conspiracy, but we'll leave that up to somebody else. Amen? Here's the truth the world struggles to understand. 1 Peter 1, verses 8 and 9. Listen on purpose. "Whom having not seen, ye love." My family had an awful time. How can you, what changed? What'd you do? Well, I got saved. What's that? I tell them, I'd explain it to them. Amen? And most of my family never did get saved. My mother did. I'm glad for that. Amen. But they couldn't understand what happened to me. There was a change took place. But it happens from within. If it happened from without, that'd be nice. But it happens from within and works its way out, doesn't it? He says, "Having not seen, ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory." You want happiness? Have Jesus inside. Read your Bible, walk with Him, serve Him, commit yourself completely to Him. Amen? Stop walking the fence. Jump in and watch what God can do to give you joy. See, I know the importance of God's Word. He put that on my heart. That's why I have dedicated our lives, my wife and I, to raising the funds to produce it, because what this world needs is Jesus Christ. Amen? Whether it's a John Romans with underlined verses they can read and get saved, or it's New Testament same way with marked edition, or it's a whole Bible, whatever it is, you know, Christians need a Bible. And there's some towns in South America our fellows have gone into that the only person even owned a Bible was the pastor. Can you imagine that in our world today? But we're able to supply a Bible for every believer in that church. And we have pictures of them online holding that Bible with tears in their eyes, even grown men having a personal copy of God's Word. You know, I heard a story of a man that pastored a church 5 years in the former Soviet Union with one page of the Bible. And I mentioned that in a church in Porter, Texas, and a man came up to me that he's a friend of mine. He has a shipping ministry, shipping scriptures around. He told me, because he was a missionary son, he says, I met that man. I said, you did? He said, yes, and he gave me that page. I said, can I see it? My goodness, I've been talking about it. He brought that page out all wrapped in plastic. It was Romans 3 and 4. He preached 5 years out of Romans 3 and 4. My first thought as a preacher was, I wonder how long the message was the first time he got a whole Bible. But can you imagine 5 years with one page of the Bible? I've heard of churches where they'd split the binding and people would come and bring a page and trade for the next page to take it home and study it. That's how precious the Word of God is to those who don't have access to it. Amen? Now, I know you probably have multiple scriptures at home. I do, and I don't apologize for it. It's God's blessing on America. Amen? But there are places in this world that don't have that same opportunity. Amen? It's a sad thing, but it's true. See, if believing is paramount to faith, then how does one truly believe? Well, I'll give you a few things that I think are important, and amen? One of them, they have to hear. That sounds silly, doesn't it? But ladies, have you ever talked to your husband and all of a sudden realized he was not hearing you? He might have heard your voice, you know, but he didn't get it. My wife one time said, did you hear me? And as a good preacher, I lied and said yes. And she said, what'd I say? And I tried to piece together 5 or 6 things, make it sound plausible. It was a failure. Amen. Why is that? We men have one-track minds, that's all. Amen? If you're watching something and she's talking, you're not listening many times. I understand that. Well, that's what he talks about hearing, is really hearing, receiving. I've witnessed to a lot of folks and known, well, this person really wasn't into it. He just let me go through it. Amen? Well, then if I can leave literature in the house, a John Romans or a tract, I think I've been faithful and true in that witness. But then I've had others that you could tell they were soaking up every word. They were listening. They might not get saved, but they were interested and open. That's hearing. There's hope for someone like that. Amen? And then not only do they have to hear, according to Romans 10:14, how shall they call in him in whom they have not believed, and how shall they believe on him in whom they have not heard, and how shall they hear without a preacher? Amen? But then they have to receive it. 100 times I've told people that story about the Bible. My name's on this Bible. If I say it's your name and I hold it out, how do you make it yours? Well, they reach out and take it. That's just receiving it. Amen? Receiving it inside where the Spirit of God takes and works. See, this thing of salvation is supernatural. It's a work of God. It's just hard to make it black and white and make it fit all, although it does, but I mean it is spiritual. It's a spiritual thing. And if a person will receive the Word of God in their heart open, the Spirit of God will do the work. But if not, do you know how many churches are changing their program trying to make the gospel palatable to lost people, and you can never do it? It'll never work, amen? What they end up with is a building full of lost people that the only way you can keep them is keep the hoppy hoppy going and all that stuff, amen? And I've been in them, they call them Baptists.
Yeah.
Amen? My first thought when I walk in, I know we're in trouble, is if the back of the stage is black, preacher. If it's all black, we're in trouble. So you say, what do? Nothing. Put up the books. Amen. Share the ministry. be kind to them, and get out of there as quick as I can. Amen? But then you believe. It's a process that God does in you and I, believing. You put your Bible down, stop coming to church, you'll backslide sure as anything. And the Bible says a backslider is filled with his own ways, and you'll get to a place where you don't even know how bad backslid you are until you turn to get right, and then you'll realize it. Amen? So you must believe. John 20, 31 says, but these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and believing you might have life through his name. How? Galatians 3, 2. This only would I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Amen. Amen? As was said to the Israelites who failed to enter the kingdom in Hebrews 4, 2, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith. Amen? In them that heard them. I don't doubt anyone's salvation. I don't look in their heart. I don't know. I've never stopped anyone from praying that wanted to pray and ask Christ to save their soul. Amen? But I've seen a lot of people boo-hoo at the altar and never come back. How's that happen? It's not mixed with faith. They have a little fire insurance, but it's not mixed with faith. So you and I have to rely on the Lord and take his word and apply it. Amen? And let that, if I say it this way, please understand what I mean. Let the chips fall where they may. An individual wants to get saved, I don't stop anybody. Sure. Amen? I've had some people praying, I thought, well, I don't know about that, and they turned out to be a great Christian. Amen? So my judging doesn't work too hot. Amen? As I judge the outward appearance, God judges the heart. Well, that's the importance of God's word, my friend. And that's why we print it and sacrifice to get it shipped all over the world. Amen? So I hope you'll pray for us in this endeavor. Pray for my wife and I. We'd appreciate that as we travel. Amen? You know, Brother Jim said something about that press being made in the 50s. He said it runs pretty good, and he said it like he's surprised. I think things running in the 50s run pretty good, don't you? Except for knees, but I think they run pretty good. But we're happy to keep laboring for the Lord and hope he comes soon. Amen? Amen. I hope you'll dedicate and give yourself to reading that Bible every single day. I don't know how much. Amen? I don't know how much you can hold. I don't know how busy you are. God understands. Get an amount from him. And if you miss a day, you say, what do I do? Well, just say, Lord, forgive me. I missed a day, and pick it up and do it again. And you'll find yourself answering all the questions that no one seems to be able to answer for you. God will answer them from within. And that's where the blessing lies. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we love you and thank you for the opportunity to come tonight and share the ministry of Victory Baptist Press, and also that we do, but our importance, our belief, our faith in the Word of God. Have your will and your way as the pastor comes, close the service as he sees fit, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, and the Lord's spoken to your heart about some things. Let's stand to our feet.